Amen. There he is. There he is. Robert White, would you give him a hand clap?
Well, welcome, everybody. We have 15 and 13 plus one adult. What is that? 28? 29. 29 candidates for water baptism tonight. We had a wonderful month. We did vacation Bible school. For you guys that don't know, your parents do know, that we did a whole month of vacation Bible school. And we called it Jubilee, after Jubilee, the celebration that we all have because Jesus paid that final price for us to have the victory. But we taught earlier on water baptism. So each one of these boys and girls that gets water baptized tonight have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They know beyond the shadow of a doubt that they're born again and they're going to heaven. And they're ready to get water baptized and show the world that they're following Jesus and the lifestyle that a Christian should live. And that they know that each one of you are going to expect them to be different when they come out of these baptismal pools, that they're to walk as Jesus walked on this earth. So let's get started. Ladies first. Get them down and get them ready, guys. Okay? Go ahead and get them down right into the water and get them ready. Take their name tags off. This is Esmeralda Trevino. Esmeralda, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is Michael Roper. Michael, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is Serenity Finney. They're all excited back here. Serenity, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is JoJo. What do you know, JoJo? JoJo, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is Sandy Trevino. Sandy, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, which is the Son of God. This is my tallest one. This is Victor Ortiz. You ready, Victor? Turn that way. Hold your nose. Hold your hand. Victor, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is Alex Fisk. Alex, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is Samuel Hernandez. Samuel, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is Carissa Stowe. Carissa, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. And this is Jason Aaron Lloyd. Jason, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. And this is Serena Deckett. Serena, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. Good job. This is Arthur Hernandez. Arthur, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is Michaela Roper. Is she pretty? Michaela, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. You can see him. This is Ruben Loyola. Say that five times. Reuben, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. Another Giger granddaughter, Lillian Stowe. Lillian, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. And this is Jonathan Loyola. He's heavy. Jonathan, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. Oh, wait, I gotta show everybody. Amelia Vasquez. Lydia, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is Joshua Cramp. Joshua, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. There you go, buddy. This is Jordan Allred. And she cute. Jordan, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. Nope. Grab you, Noah. This is Noah Dockin. He's the one that won the bicycle tonight. Something to teach him, Dad. Noah, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. And here is Taylor Allred. All the Allred girls. Can you get your feet down? Okay, hold your nose. Taylor, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. Good job. Favorite boys, Xavier can too. Hold your nose. Xavier, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. I know this one. Chloe Bigo. Chloe, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. Joseph Childs. Nose. Hold over two fingers. Joseph, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. There you go, buddy. Victoria Rodriguez. Victoria, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. Here's Liam Bergman. Liam, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God.
tight. Here we go. Yes, good job. Woo-hoo.
Childs. Megan, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Hold your nose. Hold your nose. Here we go. This is Serena's mom, and this is Drew. They're all three getting water baptized tonight. I should have had them all together. Stand right there, Mom. Okay? This is Drew Deckett. Drew, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. There you go. And this is Tori Whitmer. Tori, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. This is the last one. Ulysses Ortiz. Ulysses, according to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. Thank you.
Well, thank you all so much for coming tonight. What a month we've had. It's just been a great time. We did something different this year by doing it every Wednesday night for the whole month, and we've seen a lot of positive things for doing that. I first of all want to say thank you to Pastor, because we sowed a lot into Boys and Girls this week, and our pastor has a heart for children, and we made dinner for them every night. We had some really fun creative crafts that we did this week. So thank you, Pastor, just for your heart for boys and girls. And, you know, they're important. They're important to Jesus, and they're important to us. I also want to say thank you for all of our volunteers. If you helped us during Vacation Bible School, will you please stand? And I know they're not all in here right now, but if you've helped tonight or any time during Vacation Bible School, thank you, thank you, thank you. A lot of work goes into this. And it just takes numbers to get it done. And so we're just so thankful for everyone that helped us during Vacation Bible School. I want to talk about one specific craft that we did during this Vacation Bible School. And I just want to make sure some of the parents got the message. We sent home something like this in a little bag. And we call it Message in a Bottle. And we're really excited about this craft because the night that we did this craft, we used the scripture, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we wanted the boys and girls to have a part of that. And so a real simple way that they can be a part of just sending a message, a gospel message out to someone. And so what they did is they filled, there's a little message inside there. It's a salvation message. It has a prayer of salvation in there. We put the Power Tower phone number in there. We just thought this would be a great tool that boys and girls, all they have to do is one of the parents take them to the post office. And I actually checked it out. I took the bottle up to the mailbox and to the post office and sat it on their desk, and they said, yes. I said, you already knew what I was going to ask. And they said, yes, you can mail that bottle. So what you're going to do as the parent or grandparent or whoever brought, you know, your children, you're just going to find somebody. You can even look in the phone book. Just ask God to lead you to, and then all you're going to do is you're going to put the address on the bottle. And it's less than $2 to mail this. And so you just take it to the post office. They're going to weigh it. They're going to put a stamp on it. And so your boys and girls can be a part. And what we've asked them to do, if they receive this and they pray a prayer of salvation, we've asked them to call us here in the children's ministry. So I just think that that's a great tool. And if you guys would help us with that to get the word out, I think it's so simple. And the boys and girls had a really fun time doing that. I also wanted to just kind of give you some numbers of what happened this week. We had an average of 115 boys and girls every Wednesday night here in this building. Probably a lot of you didn't know that. We were pretty quiet back there, weren't we? We also had 60 boys and girls that answered the altar calls. Isn't that awesome? And, you know, a lot of the boys and girls that were here, I don't know all of them. So I know that boys and girls have come from the neighborhoods. We had some come from the academy, and we had some that just came with friends, you know, that are part of this church. So we did a lot of outreach for this one. We had 35 boys and girls that prayed the prayer to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And, you know, we heard some exciting stories about some of the boys and girls that got filled with the Holy Spirit. They went home so excited. I heard one story of one little girl that stayed up really late because she just wanted to pray in her prayer language with her mom. She was so excited. So, you know, that's what this is all about, is to see boys and girls born again, to see them filled with the Holy Spirit, and to get the opportunity to be water baptized that they got tonight. And so, anyway, we're just very thankful. We also did some really fun stuff. We gave out bicycles. We gave out MP3 players. We gave out tickets to NRH2O, putt-putt, skating rinks, the zoo, Science and History Museum. So we just did a lot of really fun things, and y'all are all a part of that. So give yourselves a hand. Now, hopefully, we've had enough time to get some of the boys and girls down from the baptistry. We have a little treat for you. We're going to bring the boys and girls down up front, and we're going to do a few of our songs. It's going to take us a minute to get them in place, and we're going to do a couple of songs up front. We have one last one at the very end to do for you. So if I can get the elementary age boys and girls to come first, just go ahead and come in your rows just like you are. And you're going to come line up, Haley. Look, just follow me. You come right here. Don't touch the flowers. Come up on this step right here. Keep coming. About right here, okay? Go ahead, Jenna, up there. Right up there. Okay, now I want you to come with me this way. Come all the way right here. Good job. Right up there. We need to put some more up here. Okay, come down here. Okay, put a couple more up there. Come down here. And stop right here. Right here. You can go ahead and start bringing the preschoolers over this direction. Let me have a few more down here. Let me have some more down this way. Xander. Yeah, come on, Victor. Xander. Okay. Since you're taller, you go up on the top step, okay?
God bless them.
Y'all are doing awesome. Just stay right there. They're getting the song ready, okay?
Yeah.
the rest of my life in your house, giving all to you.
Everybody stay there. Pam, teachers, y'all come with me. Give us about 30 seconds for a picture op. Everybody stay right there. Look towards the camera. Teachers, I want you to come back behind with me, please. All the teachers and the helpers. We have an incredible team, Pastor. We have an incredible team. Sorry, that wasn't my son. Come over here. Okay, where's Mr. Kraft at? There he is, right there. Everybody look at Mr. Kraft, right in the center. Wave your hand, Mr. Kraft. I'm looking. All right.
Jesus!
Awesome, good job, thank you. All right, boys and girls, I want everybody to scoot back a little bit and sit down right where you're at. Scoot, no, right there, no. Go back over there, into the floor, and then turn around and look at me. Everybody look up here at me. Nope, no. Go on the floor first. Everybody walk forward. Help them out, teachers. Walk forward. There we go. I want you to sit right in front of me so I can teach you, okay? This last month, we've been teaching the boys and girls about how Jesus is our Jubilee. And we've been using the character of David and how David realized how important God was in his life. The Halls were our game coordinators. We had some great competition, didn't we, with Andrew and Han. Who won? I think it was actually Mr. Hall, I think.
No, it was not. It was me.
Okay. Miss Hall won. She did. She won 2 out of 3. We actually tied the last one. It was really good. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to play a real quick game. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have one helper, Mr. White, come over here. I'm going to take this ball, and I'm going to roll it, and I want everybody to push it backwards. And as soon as you get it past all the people, you're the winner, okay? Y'all going to be helpers, right? Everybody help. So everybody push it that way. When I roll it to you, you push it backwards. On your mark, get set. Wait, who's going to win? No. It's Mr. White or Mr. White. Okay, here we go. Ready? On your mark. Get set and eat a potato. Oh, so close. Okay, here we go. On your mark. Get set and go. Oh, get it back. Get it back. Go. Whoa. Oh, it's not there yet. The winners. Good job, everybody. Woohoo. High fives. Hey, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. Oh, my Bible. Where'd my Bible go? Mrs. White, my Bible. The first night we used the main scripture we love to teach the children is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever so believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Each one of these boys and girls had to come to the realization, just like David did when he was a small boy, that God was real. And so we taught the boys and girls how David became a shepherd, how he was obedient to his mom and dad. And remember, boys and girls, I taught you about the shepherd's staff, you elementary. This is the staff. Remember in the 23rd Psalm, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He was talking about God because he knew exactly what a shepherd needed to do to be a good shepherd. He needed to be able to guide and direct his sheep. He would use his staff to reach down and grab a sheep. If they were in a hole, he would pull them out of the hole like that, wouldn't he? Oh, thanks, Drew. Good job. Good helper. Okay? Or he would reach over there and he would tap them and go, excuse me, over here. Come on. No, you stay there. Okay? So he knew how to be gentle with his staff. He knew how to be productive with his staff. He knew how to help the sheep with his staff. And then he had one other tool that he always used when he was taking care of his sheep, and that was his rod. His rod was when he needed, when like a dog or something was coming up. He learned that God was our protector, didn't he?
and he needed to protect his sheep. So God protects us just like David protected his sheep. Did you know that David was out in the fields taking care of sheep, and the king, Saul, he wasn't doing what was right. He wasn't obeying God. And the same Samuel the prophet was talking to God one day, and God said, Samuel, how long are you going to grieve over this guy? He's no good. I've already chosen another king. Samuel said, where is he? Well, he's one of Jesse's sons. He's out taking care of the sheep. A king taking care of the sheep. He didn't know who he was. But when Samuel went out to find one of Jesse's sons, he called all seven sons up there. No, there's eight. But his first seven came, and the first seven didn't line up with what God wanted. But number seven, when he said, where's your eighth son? After the seventh one came through, he said, he's out in the field. He's right over there. He's taking the sheep. Well, we're going to stay right here, Samuel said, until he comes. Because God has chosen the shepherd. God's chosen the one that's going to take care of his sheep. God's chosen the one that's going to protect his sheep. And that's just like us, boys and girls. When we're like David and we learn how to be like God, we're going to learn how to protect people, take care of people. Now remember the story of David. He went on and Samuel went on and anointed him. And after he anointed him, Saul, the anointing went off of Saul, and Saul had a problem. Saul had this spirit that would come on him and make him very upset and very, just make him all jittery. And so he called for a young man to come play an instrument to make him have peace. And so you saw all these instruments tonight that were up here, all the different instruments these men have learned how to play. Well, David learned how to play a harp, and he played it very well. When the anointing came on him, he played it very well. And the king called him to come help. And whenever he would play that harp, boys and girls, whenever he would use his gift, whenever David would use his gift, the anointing would work through him and the spirit would flee. Boys and girls, whenever you use your gift, what God's given you, the enemy has to flee. So there was another gift that God gave David. And you're going to love this one because this was the one, woohoo, the sling. Yes, this is really good. I love the sling. This part, I did a little study on the sling, and I actually found out how to make one. But David would use this sling, and he would protect his sheep. He would, like, sling it, and he would actually, I don't know, wolves would come by, and he'd throw it. If they were real far away, he would throw it and hit the wolf or something, and it'd run off. Or maybe he was trying to kill a pheasant or something to get some food for the night. But this would help him. And so he got really good at doing this sling. I'm not going to do it because I'm not very good. But he would take that stone. I've got some smooth stones in here. But he would use a stone like that. And he would put it in there and he'd sling it around like this. And he'd go, pshoo, and he'd let it go. But he got really good at using what God gave him. Well, there came a time, boys and girls, after David had learned his skills. He had been chosen by God because he loved God with all his heart. He sought after God. He worshiped God. He wrote many psalms. Then he learned how to use his harp and worship God. He learned how to use the rod and the staff. And he was obedient to his parents. So boys and girls, what he did next was he obeyed his dad one more time because there was a war. The Philistines, remember the Philistines?
Yeah.
They had a champion. They had a champion named Goliath, didn't they? And this Goliath was coming out every day, and he was screaming at the Israelites, and he was saying, come, send your champion. I will take him and tear him up and kill him and stomp on him and feed him to the birds of the air. Every day, he would call for them to be a champion. He says, if your champion wins, we will serve you. If I win, you will serve us. Well, the children of Israel, they were scared. They were shaking in their boots, weren't they? I actually wore my boots tonight, see? They were shaking in their boots. But David was still an obedient son. He was taking care of the sheep, and his dad told him. His dad's name was what?
Jesse.
That's right. His dad, Jesse, said, take this cheese and take this bread and take it up to your brothers at the battle, and then give some of this to their leaders and find out how they're doing. And so David, he had all his stuff with him. He still had his staff. He still had his rod. He still had his sling with him. And so he goes up to see his brothers, and he finds that giant. And that giant is defying the children of Israel. And he found out that if somebody killed that giant, that they would get a lot of good stuff. And so he said, what's the deal? I can do that. I can kill a giant. I mean, I've already killed a lion and a bear. I mean, nobody knew he'd killed a lion and a bear until he went to tell the king about taking care of the giant. And so he goes up and he says, King Saul, I can defeat this enemy. And King Saul says, no, you can't. You're too little. How many of you boys and girls think you're too little to do stuff? Yeah, sometimes I think I'm too little to do stuff too. But you know what? With the power of God that comes on you, nothing's impossible, boys and girls. If you obey God... Yeah, but I still think that I can't do some things sometimes.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't remember lately. Like fly an airplane or something. I mean, if Miss Pryor can fly an airplane, I could fly an airplane someday, couldn't I? If I wanted to. So boys and girls, David, he went up and he told the king that I'm going to kill the giant. So the king tried to put him in his own armor, didn't he? He tried to put that armor on him and he like... he says, I can't do this, king. And so he took his armor off. And he grabbed his staff, and he grabbed a few stones, 5 stones to be exact, and he went to face the giant. And the giant was saying bad things again. And he reached in there, and he said, Giant, I don't care what you say. My God is more powerful than your God, because you are just a man. But I am anointed by the power of God. So he reached into his pouch, and he grabbed one of those stones. Ooh. Well, maybe I shouldn't. Okay, I'll do it. Okay. Now, I've been practicing, guys. Remember the last time I did this? Remember the last time I did it? I threw it, and it was pretty bad. So, but, okay, let's try it again. Okay. So, he got the sling, and he saw the giant. Okay, and he went like this. He started slinging it around like this. And he went, oh!
Oh, that almost hit the ceiling.
Good job. Oh, man. I thought I broke a window. Thank you very much, Arthur. Thank you, Arthur. But whenever David slung that thing around, and he let it go, the giant went, boom. And David won, didn't he? David won. But you know what, boys and girls? David didn't win with his own strength. David won because he was obedient to his parents. He was obedient to God, and God anointed him. You know, boys and girls, how many of you got saved this week? How many of you for the very first time asked Jesus into your heart? You know what? Awesome. Give him a hand. They will never be the same. They will never be the same. How many of you in here got filled with the Holy Ghost this week? Raise your hand if you got your prayer language this week. We had 34 that day get filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the same Holy Spirit that was on David. Remember, boys and girls, back in the Old Testament, that only a king and a prophet could have the anointing of God on them. Shh. But you know what? Each and every one of you have that same anointing on you right now to defeat whatever giant that the enemy might bring in your life. Whether it be a sickness that's in your life, whether it be something in your family, whether it might be lack, anything it is, boys and girls, the anointing destroys that yoke. It destroys it. Whatever you need God to do, He will do it. You ask Him. The Bible says, boys and girls, that all you have to do is ask. All you have to do is ask. So I want everybody to pray this prayer with me, because we had a great month. We had a lot of fun, didn't we? And we learned all about David. We learned all about who God was, and we got born again, and we got water baptized tonight. That was, you know, all that was a lot of fun, but you know what? That is so important, boys and girls, for you to realize that changes your life. And you won't know until years later what God is doing in you tonight. Parents, I want y'all to come down, and I want you to find your child tonight. Right, okay, just before we do that, I want everybody to stand up and then turn around and look at your parents. Don't find them yet. They'll come find you because I want them to come down here so we can have a last prayer. But you look at your parents, and we're going to do the final song. Everybody back up a little bit. Back up a little bit.
How long should we go home?
7.8 minutes.
Oh, no.
The staff. That's what pastor says sometimes. The staff.
Is that your son? Is that your son's
It's his wife. This is a fun song, everybody. A lot of fun. Stand up, Preston. Come on. Everybody stand up. I want everybody to stand up with us. Just for a second. Put yourself in the place of a 7 or 8 year old, a 5 year old tonight. How exciting this night is to be in front of your parents singing a song. You've been through a month full of learning about Jesus, and your soul is cleansed, your heart is cleansed. You feel like $1 million. You just got water baptized. I remember when I got water baptized, I went home that night and I went, I don't know what I just did, but man, I feel good. It just had a, I had a great feeling. All right. Everybody sit down. Okay, everybody sit down now. Not the kids. Kids stand up. Everybody else sit down. All right. Come on, Joseph. Help me out. Then we're going to say goodbye. Look it up.
Goodbye. We'll see you later. Let me see your alligator. Goodbye. We'll see you later. Let me see your alligator. Don't forget to pray to God. Don't forget to love each other. Don't forget that God loves you. And don't forget that we love you too. Goodbye. We'll see you later. Let me see your alligator.
Boys and girls, step back down. Step back down. Parents, y'all come up here and get around your children. We're going to have a time of prayer, so come find your children. Good job, Tyler. All right.
My hands wet. Because, what do you think? Time to go now. Scooter.
Yeah. Y'all stay down here. We're going to pray. She'll be here later. Okay, you stay right with us then. You stay right with us. Once you find your child, I want you to look up here. Your child or your grandchild or your neighbor or your friend or whoever you brought tonight. Because whatever influence you are on these children is a parent influence. You have a part in their life that will change their life. When I was just about 7 years old, some neighbors moved in across the street from me. And they were a little bit radical. They went to church all the time. And they invited me to church once or twice. And then all of a sudden they started having church in their house. And I didn't know what the deal was. But I would go over to their house and we would be watching 700 Club all the time. And the lady of the house, she was a housewife, and she would call us in there and she would tell us stories on this board. And if she'd tell a story, she'd say, "Now you want to see something really neat? You want to feel something really neat?" We'd go, "Yeah." So I want you to stand there and I want you to close your eyes and I want you to raise your hands. And we'd all go like this. And next thing we'd know, she'd be picking us up off the floor. Well, I had no idea what she was doing. And I didn't know for years until I came to this church when I was 29 years old almost. I came to this church. And it happened to me for the very first time that God laid me flat on my back and the memories just started rushing in. That lady had planted seeds in my life for me to do exactly what I'm doing right now. As she was training me and laying hands on me and anointing me, I went back to her house about a month ago, and I reintroduced myself to her. And she sat down, her and another lady, and they sat down and just prophesied their little hearts over me. She's still on fire for God. She's still following Jesus. And I got to share with her what her fruit was. So you don't know what seeds you're planting in these children's lives by just bringing them to Vacation Bible School, by getting them involved, just being a neighbor or being an aunt and an uncle that brings them to church. Train a child when they're young, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. So I want to pray a prayer for you tonight, but I want to encourage you about a few things. First of all, our children's ministry is not the only Christian education these children should get. When they come to church, it's just a additive to what should be at the home. Every child should get their biblical education, their prayer time, their study, their reading at home, just like you should. And then when you come to church, it's just a reformation of what has already gone on at the house. Okay? And then when they go to school, if they're going to public school, get them an education, but reprogram them every time they come home. Ask them what they're learning. Ask them what they learned today about all the topics of the day and re-educate them. Don't just allow the public schools to teach them, because you can have good Christian kids in public schools, but it's a little bit more work. And even when you're going to our Christian school, both of my sons graduated from Calvary Christian Academy. They're fine young men, both of them serving in the ministry as volunteers right now. Good men. But there's other kids that didn't go that direction. That just because they went to a Christian school didn't mean that they were following Christ. So your children should be trained at home first. They should have a Bible at their bedside before they go to bed every night. They should read, or when they wake up in the morning, they should read it. There should be a Bible on the coffee table. There should be a Bible in the kitchen for them to read before they go to school every morning. You should be doing this for them and with them and helping them. When they come home with a color page, you just say, what's that about? Tell me about this. And then go ahead and teach them again what it means, because you know these things. So let's pray a prayer. I think that, you know, if I wouldn't have come here to this church when we did, I don't know what would have gone on with my children. But I know when I came and got connected to Calvary Cathedral International, I first started coming to pastors' happy marriage class, and we started learning about all these things that we're teaching your children today. And that was 22 years ago. We've been in the children's ministry now. This is our 16th year. And what we were trained the 7 years prior to that is what we're teaching your children. Of course, we've both graduated Bible school from here. And so our education is exactly what we get right here at this church if you come day to day. You know, go to Bible school. You know, listen to your pastor. You know, go to the Conquerors Club. Do those things. You get the education and you get the desire to have it. You have anything to say?
Good.
Well, I want to pray. We've got some sons and daughters right here that their parents are going to come pick them up here in a little bit. And these are just neighborhood kids. Good job, buddy. All right. So y'all stretch your hands out towards them as we pray for you. Stretch your hands out towards them. Father, we just lift up the city of Fort Worth. Father, touch our children. Help us, Lord, to educate our children in the way they should go so that when they're old, they will not depart from it, Father. Help us to be able to train these children, whether it be our children or our neighbor's children or children that we know in school. Lord, let us be witnesses to them and let us be examples to them. I pray for each and every one of these families here, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, Father, that you help us to be able to realize that just like David, if we follow Jesus, if we follow God and be obedient, then we're going to eat the good of the land, that we're going to see great things in our life. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that each and every one of these families are blessed. I put a protective hedge around them. I commission your angels to encamp around them, Father. I ask that you give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding. For through wisdom a house is builded, through understanding it's established, and through knowledge its chambers are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Children are precious and pleasant riches, Father. So we thank you, Lord, for blessing every house in this, every family in this house tonight, Father. And we just thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now I want to take a few minutes before we dismiss, and I want to pray for any children that have ailments. Well, I have a testimony with Matt Haygood back here. It's that if you haven't heard that testimony, go talk to Tony. Children get healed.
Amen.
I want to say it again. Children get healed.
Amen.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good mint. So I want to, if there's any of you that are believing for healing in their child, I'd like for you to step up, and we're going to pray for you. You know, if there's a situation in your family that you want agreement or prayer with, we'll also pray with you. But I want to go ahead and just take this opportunity to say thank you for coming to Vacation Bible School. Thank you for coming to our church. Thank you for being the core families of this church that help this church go forward. Help us to raise a church. Help us to raise a pastor and a generation of pastors after that. Help our pastor raise a staff. It takes members coming under one accord with what the house vision is to be able to see it all work smoothly. Okay, well, you are dismissed unless you would like prayer. Okay, boys and girls, the ones that got prizes, there was a free trip to camp, a bicycle, all the other things, and where are they at, Mrs. White?
They're in the chapel.
They're still in the chapel, so you'll need to go pick those up.
And there's somebody watching over that.
You're dismissed. Thank you so much.
If I could have your attention just for a moment, just for a moment, give me attention, everybody, if you would. Hasn't this been a wonderful night? And the thing I'd like to encourage, parents or grandparents, I was so blessed growing up as a young man, get you a good Bible story book. And I know we have a lot of good resources in our bookstore down the hall, but there's bookstores where you get a Bible story book and read a story a night to your young people. And talking about your Bible, I think the Gospel of Mark is a good place to read. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then a good Bible storybook will acquaint boys and girls with the stories of the Old Testament. I can still remember my mother, who's gone on to be with Jesus, reading us Bible stories every night. Sometimes I thought I was too busy for that. But I'm so glad she did. And I believe it was seed that was planted in my life. Thank you, Robert and Pam. We appreciate that. But please let me encourage you. Let's let it be an ongoing education, an ongoing learning. This has been such a glorious time with these boys and girls. But I remember David Wilkerson making the statement, who's gone on to be with the Lord, who is famous for the cross and the switchblade in New York. He said, I need you parents' help to lead these children on with Jesus. So be a guiding light in their life. You don't have to be a superstar. You don't have to be an apostle. But get you a Bible storybook. Start reading those Bible stories. And in your Bible in the New Testament, I said Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And, of course, the whole Bible's good. Read them some of these Bible stories, just like David and the giant. There's a lot of exciting. I mean, it makes science fiction look sick. There's some exciting stories in the Bible. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for coming and bringing your children, your grandchildren, or your neighbor child. We love children at Calvary Cathedral International. And one more time, let's let Robert and Pam know how much we appreciate their working with our children. Bless you.